Let's talk about red envelopes. Red envelopes. Does anyone have an addiction to red envelopes like me? I love those things. I have not had red envelopes for a while now, and I'm going through withdrawal. Yeah. So I used to post a lot more on here. I love comments. I love compliments. I love any kind of discussion. I don't love the PMs trying to approach me for things. But I know this is a department where people get a little sexually charged, and that's totally fine. In the past few years, I have definitely started dedicating myself to being more open with myself and getting in touch with my femininity and exploring all the feminine archetypes that exist, trying to master each one. And how do you do that? How do you master each one? Well, you go to places like this that sort of put you in that realm. And that's a good thing. This place is a good thing. This community is a good thing. So let's get back to red envelopes. Then the question is, am I creating something to put something out there to, number one, please myself, number two, maybe inspire somebody, or number three, for the fucking red envelope? Why am I doing it? And my answer really is all of the above. So I really would like to start posting some more. In fact, my cake day is actually coming up on, let's see, October 21st, I believe, something like that. And, you know, I start out doing poetry, then I branch out into creating this character called Alice, Teasing Tales of Alice, because I wasn't quite ready to do scripts, even though I've always wanted to do script reading. It's voice acting for many of us, including myself. Some people take it to another level that I admire. Really just letting yourself free flow with ramble faps. I admire you. I really do. It's something I don't think I could ever do, but I'm so happy that many of you have gone to the next level. Okay, backing up Teasing Tales of Alice, springboard to doing scripts. Yeah, I did scripts for a while there. I was really proud of myself. I got better and better. I explored ideas. I explored different kinks, different... just different stuff, and it was just so fun. And I still read scripts. I don't perform them really anymore, not really, but I still read them because it's really good writing. I read a cute one today. I don't remember who it was by, but it was about pumpkin spice. They were playing like a truth or dare game. It was like pumpkin spice, and I'm like, you know, I actually could do this one because, you know, it just suits my needs right now. But I don't have time necessarily to do that now. But I'm going for the more tame scripts, very, very soft kink scripts, that kind of thing, if I do them. It's easier to create it myself and write the story myself, because then I can control how far I go. And you can do people's scripts, but you have to ask permission to tweak it, which kind of can get involved. So, yeah. So a lot has changed in the last year. Lots of red envelopes, lots of people who's actually, some of them are not even here anymore. Lots of changes in the last year. Think about yourself and how many things have changed for you, and and how many red envelopes have, to some degree, changed your life? Yeah. The open of one red envelope might have greatly changed your life in the last year. Think about that. I wonder if the next red envelope that I open will change my path. Maybe it'll change my path, inspire me to try something different. Maybe inspire me to try a different script or a different poem. Or, you know, I love to take poem requests. In fact, I took a poem request from one of the members of the community here, and that was, you know, that took me on another path. It was great. I'm not talking about paths necessarily about people trying to pick you up or anything. I'm just talking about different thoughts and I don't know, just planting the seeds in your mind about experiencing other things. That's really what it's all about. And everybody that you come into contact with in your life, to some degree, no matter how minor it is, has affected you in some way, shape, or form. It's true. All right. I hope you enjoyed my thoughts. That is all I have for you tonight. And hopefully I'll make something nice and special for Cake Day. Have a good night.